Coming right up, a special edition of Straight Talk. Our guest tonight, internet marketing expert Maria Veloso, all on Straight Talk.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter. This special edition of Straight Talk, Women in Business, is brought to you by Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. Our guest for the entire show is Maria Veloso, an internet marketing expert. Maria, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I want to thank Community Hospital of Long Beach for sponsoring this special edition of Straight Talk. This show is Women in Business, and we're doing it in connection with the Women's Leadership Exchange Southern California Conference coming up Tuesday, August 14th. Maria will be one of the guest speakers at that conference. You will learn a tremendous amount about internet marketing right on this show. You'll be able to hear more of that from Maria and other expert speakers at the conference. The Women's Leadership Exchange is a wonderful program, and each year they have conferences throughout the country, including one in Long Beach. And in connection with that, the Long Beach Business Journal selects some outstanding women for their leadership award. We did it last year. This year we're very pleased to announce the five recipients of the Long Beach Business Journal Women's Leadership Award. This year's recipients are Elaine Hutchinson, owner of Paragon Equities, Lori Lofstrom, partner and co-founder of Holmes & Lofstrom, Diane DeWalch, the chief operating officer of Community Hospital of Long Beach, Kirsten Kansteiner, owner of Portfolio Coffee House, and Regina Peterson, executive director of Advantage Certified Development Corporation. Congratulations to each of those ladies for their award. Maria, we're so delighted you can join us on Straight Talk. Internet is something that has revolutionized the business world, in fact, the world. And give us a sense of what it means to have the internet today vis-a-vis business.
Well, Art, I have to tell you, this is the very first time in history wherein any person, any average person working out of a basement or a garage or a small corner of their house can actually do business on the internet and compete with the big boys, the big corporations. Never in history has that ever happened. In fact, the average person, I mean, where else on earth can you find an average person being able to market every day for little or no money and be able to make a tremendous amount of money on the internet? And that has only happened because of the globalization that has happened because of the internet.
So MSNBC can have a website, CBS can have a website, And Straight Talking have a website.
That's
and
right.
They're all websites.
Yes, and because, again, the Internet has leveled the playing field for everybody. In fact, the image that one projects, even if it's just a one-person operation, can be just as sleek as an MSNBC, for instance, because we all have the same resources available to us. And now we can get those resources from all over the world. Such as I was telling you earlier that there is a website called Elance.com wherein any person who's just starting out on the Internet as an entrepreneur and who wants to have an e-commerce website can actually get their web programmers, web designers from any place in the world because there's a marketplace for that.
And, of course, YouTube, we've read about, is the common person's ability to get their stuff up on the web.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. And I think Straight Talk TV, I'm sure in your experience that has been the case. It has not been possible before for people to actually view your shows all over the world. Isn't that right?
They can, and it really is amazing to me because we're a small business, Straight Talk Productions, and yet this show is viewable all over the world 24/7, and it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to get it up on the web. And so our signal is viewable everywhere, and we're not a major broadcaster.
And that has been my experience as well, and the experience of a lot of my clients. And to give you a little bit of an idea how I started is that I first worked as a director of web writing at a major internet marketing company. Then I went freelance, and I decided to teach what I know, which is web copywriting, and I started a company called WebCopywritingUniversity.com. And with that alone, just to give you an idea as to how easy it is to get started on the Internet, I was able to put that up on the Internet rather quickly within about a week or so. And that one website alone is enough to pay all my bills. So in other words, anybody can make a decent living on the Internet, a full-time income if that's what they want. And we will talk about a few examples of my clients who have done just that.
And historically, I recall that when President Clinton, Bill Clinton, was elected president and Al Gore vice president in 1992, there were just about 1,000 or 2,000 websites. And the information superhighway that Al Gore talked about repeatedly has come to pass. And I don't know how many hundreds of millions of websites there are. But
would you like to know?
Yes.
I can tell you.
Yes.
As of last count, and this was about 2 or 3 months ago, 106.8 billion websites.
Billion with a B?
106.8 billion. And if it's 2 to 3 months old news, that's probably gone up another few million. You know, So
15 years ago, 1,000 websites, now 100 billion plus. It's mind-boggling.
106.8 billion. And just to give you an idea as to the temperature, the climate of the Internet that we're doing business in, there are some challenges. Even if the opportunities are great, the challenges are great too. Why? Because for instance, if you've been on Google, if somebody puts in a search term on Google and the search results come out, do you know a study was done wherein they found out that the average surfer will visit 25 websites in 3 to 4 minutes.
Wow. So they are whizzing through, and in the next segment, we'll learn how to write copy that works for the web. Stay with us.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
For over 80 years, Community Hospital of Long Beach has served the greater Long Beach community by providing the best medical care possible with a focus on clinical excellence and a caring, compassionate, personalized approach for every patient. It is our goal to be the community's preferred health care provider, providing a 24/7 rapid response emergency department, a state-of-the-art cancer center, and a free wellness and diabetes program. We are proud to introduce CHLB's new bariatrics program featuring the safe and effective Lap-Band system. Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
We're back continuing this fascinating conversation with Maria Veloso, author and internet marketing expert. Maria has written a wonderful book, Web Copy That Sells. I've read the first three or four chapters. It is a mountain of useful information, and Maria will be one of the featured speakers at the Women's Leadership Exchange. Our current Straight Talk reporter on the stands right now, our July-August issue, which is now in color, I might add. We're getting a great response to the color issue. Has an article about the Women's Leadership Exchange Conference coming up this August 14th with a picture of Maria. And Maria, let's talk about how the web is different from print as far as approaching readers, viewers.
Okay, big difference there. Well, first of all, we talked about earlier that it takes only about 7.2 to 9.6 seconds for a typical surfer to stay on a typical website.
So you have to grab them in 7 seconds.
You have
seconds.
To grab them in 7 to 9 seconds. And so it's a little bit different from, let's say, a direct mail sales letter, wherein it's a three-dimensional piece that you can just flip through and go to the first page, last page, and what have you, whereas the internet is a two-dimensional, and so you have to grab them in the first screen, and the first screen
that
is
the home page is key.
Not just the home page, but the first screen, the screen that they see before they even scroll down, because you either make or break the sale from that. If you can't grab them with the headline or with whatever is on that first screen, that's the prime real estate.
I got you. I got you. Now, you consult with clients, and since one picture is worth 1,000 words, let us show a before and after. This client who was selling weight loss had this as the first screen, was it?
That was.
Let's take a look if we can get in tight on this. And this is what he had when you came to him. And it says, how to melt away body fat, lose weight, and create your ideal body easily and permanently, even if you sit at your desk, computer, or couch all day. Now, that seems to be a pretty, and they have a photo up near the top of I guess a before and after, a fat person and a not so fat. No, those are both thin people. Okay.
Yes.
So,
actually, this is an example of web design.
Yes. Okay. So, and there were some things wrong with this.
Yes.
And
it's not readily recognizable just by looking at it.
I see.
It's until you test it. The second one, which we're going to see, it's much improved. It does look better, but until you test even the size of the font, because all the words stayed the same, but this one pulled 87% more.
Wow.
Imagine that. Now, I'm just trying to show you the big difference between what one the web design will do over another one, but then there are the words as well, the actual copy.
And you can test all this. You can change, wiggle type font size, wiggle photographs, and see how it tests.
That's right. You can test the price that you're doing. You can test the headline. Sometimes changing just one word in a headline can increase the response by 1,700%. I have seen that
really
happen.
Really?
Yes.
So there are testable scientific principles that work in this field.
Yes, that's right. And all it is that there are two parts of web marketing. internet marketing. There is a generation of traffic and the conversion of traffic. Generation of traffic is just bringing people to the website, and converting them into customers is yet another art, and that's where web copywriting comes in. If you don't have web copy and yet you bring people to the website, then it's like a car dealership taking out huge trunk ads in newspapers, and people going to their showroom, and there are no salespeople to take care of them.
So, like with all advertising, the first step is to bring them into the store, and the second step is to sell them on your product or service. So the analog on the web is getting them to your website, number one, mm-hmm. and then getting them to do something.
That's right, which is the call to action.
How do you get them to act?
Well, again, that is an art. You know, there are psychological devices that are on the web, and you have to really cater to the unique culture that is the web, because the web has its own unique psychology and its own language, so to speak. Most people on the web don't warm up to hype, pompous language, and they like to scan, and they don't like to be sold to. So that now you have to finesse them. It's called the information superhighway, after all. So you have to actually almost disguise and just couch your sales pitch within a compelling editorial piece, which give them information that they want.
Wow. So it's a whole different mindset. They people go to the web for information, and you give them that information which they want, and then at the same time, subtly turn them on to your product or service. But it is not hard sell. It's not bing, bing, bing.
It is never hard sell. And that is scientifically proven, because there are usability engineers for the web. That's Jacob Nielsen and John Morx. And that's what they found out, is that people on the web do not want to be sold to.
Well, you all go to the web. Ask yourself, when you go to the web, is it really information that you want? And I think the answer is yes. You don't want to be pounded on. You pick up newspapers and you see big headlines, you know, 0% financing, bing, 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 hard sell. That doesn't work on the web, you're telling us.
No, it doesn't. Well, there are certain instances wherein it does, but then for somebody who's just coming into your website without having been sent there, yeah, just out of the blue, that doesn't work.
Okay, Maria will be one of the featured speakers at the Women's Leadership Exchange Southern California Conference coming up August 14th. We'll put the numbers up now. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxy's ST, Open Country AT, and Proxy's 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help, because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Morey's.com to get the latest information. Morey's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back, continuing this wonderful conversation with Maria Veloso. And many of you are in business or have thought about going into business. Have you ever thought about maybe starting a business on the internet, which involves very little capital expense? You get your website up, you have your product or service, and as Maria has pointed out, you're competing with the big guys. And this bridges all ages and sexes. And
that's right, because right now, almost anybody, actually even a little kid, can start a business on the web. But in line with our theme of women in business, yes, I have a lot of clients and I have a lot of students who are women who have gone on and developed businesses on the web that are truly profitable.
Yeah.
But again, it's not just women. You know, it's the gender gap has been bridged, but also geographical, wherever you live in the world. You know, so and whatever age you are, you can have a business on the web.
You know, someone once mentioned that eBay has made everyone an international business person, because you put up a product for sale on eBay and the buyer could be in China or in Singapore or anywhere. So you're an international trade just by posting an item on eBay.
That's exactly right. And that's, again, the going back to the globalization we talked about earlier, where you can put up a little website and before long you have eyeballs from all over the world.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary. Well, let's turn to ethics in advertising. Ethics, an issue, a subject near and dear to my heart. And you have a quote in your materials, Maria: advertising is truth well told. That's awfully powerful.
Yes, it is. And I wish that I had invented it, but actually it comes from McCann Erickson, you know, the advertising agency. And really, that's what it is. Some people dislike advertising. And the reason we're talking about advertising to start with is because web copywriting, which means the words on a website that sell, are basically advertising, aren't
sure.
they? So, yes, most people have a really sour taste in their mouth about advertising. They think it's a bunch of lies, but actually, as I mentioned, it's truth well told, and it's salesmanship in print. In fact, on the web especially, because trust is an issue, people just don't trust you just because you have a website. That's even more important, because the moment you reek of hype, the moment you reek of any undelivered promises or what have you, then you don't. You're out of there. You know, and so it's salesmanship in print, and in fact, it should not even feel like advertising. They should not feel like they're being sold to us.
I remember growing up, there was a bestseller called The Hidden Persuaders by, I think it was Vance Packard, and the thesis of that book was manipulation in advertising. Speak to that.
Okay, and again, I have to say that I see a lot of that in my line of business, because we do have a lot, I do teach a lot of psychological devices that make people want what you have. But again, it's a question of finessing. It's not about telling things about your product that are not true. It's about trying to make your product appear as attractive as possible.
You know, well, so if you have beautiful women in an ad for a men's cologne, you're suggesting that the man will do better dating-wise if he wears this cologne. Is that proper or improper?
Well, that is the oldest trick in the book, and unfortunately, it is done more often than you and I would care to admit. It is not the kind of marketing that I resort to. I prefer to have a sophisticated form of marketing that really respects people for their intelligence and not. Use those very cheesy ploys of trying to get people in. I like to talk about internet marketing with frame of mind involved, which means they have to be in the proper frame of mind to purchase what you're buying, what you're selling on your website, whether that be a product or service.
And the thesis is that you give them a lot of accurate and useful information that helps them, even if they don't buy the product, then they'll be more prone to buy your product. If you've given them something that they can use, even if they don't buy the product.
Absolutely. See, here's what happens there. If I gave information that is valuable to my website visitor, then it paints me as an expert, and it paints me as somebody that can be trusted. So trust is an issue. So once they trust you and you gain rapport, that's when the sale is happens. In fact, most sales do not happen on first visit to the website. It happens through the email follow-ups, which is why...
analogy I think of are these seminars that people pay money to go to, and someone speaks at that seminar, they're the expert, and then people come up and they want their card, and maybe they'll use them because you've established yourself as an expert.
That's exactly
right.
And
so the analogy is, let that website establish that person or product as an expert, and then the sale will follow.
Everything is about relationship marketing on the web.
Fantastic. We'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services,
our takeout and delivery,
and our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Well, I thought that was a remarkable half hour with Maria talking about the unique aspects of selling on the internet. And she is a real expert. I would love to hear her at the Women's Leadership Exchange Conference on August 14th. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I will be away on vacation. But if I were here, I would really go hear Maria. And you'll be doing a 90-minute seminar covering broadly more of what we were talking about tonight.
Yes, definitely. In a nutshell, what it is I'm going to be giving proven strategies for anyone, the average person, that can use in order to build a business on the web, or if they already have a business, to gain more leads, more profits, and more sales from there.
Well, if you've never thought of going into your own business, think about it now, because the internet is a way to get in inexpensively, and there are all kinds of opportunities, all ages, all sexes. Maria, thank you so much for joining us on Straight Talk.
And thank you.
And please be with us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
This special edition of Straight Talk, Women in Business, has been brought to you by Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best. Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.